Namo Guru Be Namo Buddhaya Namo Dharmaya Namo Sanghaya Namo Guru Be Namo Buddhaya Namo Dharmaya Namo Sanghaya Namo Guru Be Namo Buddhaya Namo Dharmaya Namo Sanghaya Da ya 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 ya
Oh,
la ya ya ma ya ya ri ya ya yam bho yo yo che da ho yo ni ya ya ma ra be ya 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 me ya ya de ya ya sho yo yo la ya ya ji hen che yo ya hen de go yo yo ne hen che yo ya sho yo an de sho da an de yo yo mo me Balaya dene hen saya yahve laya yamha hari yaya yambo yose azo ni yambaro be yaya me hen de yaya sho yaya la yaya ji hen ji yaya yambo go yane hen ji yaya so yaya de cha
Sanjay Zumba Rabdu Jin Devi Jujuba Dida Jin Jin Hendi Shi Jin
namo la ye je da lu da ni jin je du bum da da mi je nam du wa gun je da na ji sam tam je je da da je je den do ma ju ro nam je da da ni be sim je da ma je je den do du ja la na me ban zo he san je je go ba rim bo ji xin he jang do pro je han de do bon je he je no dan be ju rim bo ji se ne be gu lu gun je je rim ban ya bra mun do zle dan he zem bo ro e ju Okay. To listen to the Dharma at the beginning, the number one, the first, after you have done those seven limbs of prayer, and pray to your guru, you have done the mandala offering. After that, the number one to listen to the Dharma is to make up your motivation, because motivation drives your action to success to listening to your Dharma. The motivation called the bodhicitta. What is the bodhicitta? Bodhicitta is the, in Tibetan we say Changchub Sen, and in English the altruistic intention. So you have to, that intention, the motivation, in order to attain the supreme, complete, and perfect enlightenment, for the purpose of all dear mother sentient beings, as light as space. And I have forgot to say you good morning, everybody, and welcome back to listen to the Dharma. Here in TDL. Last Sunday, we had done the anniversary of the Lord Buddha Shakyamuni. As before, more than 2,500 years ago, he left his wonderful land called the Tushita Heaven Land. From there, he flew down in this universe or world in order to benefit ascendant beings like us. Perhaps those sentient beings are more better than us, and we are more better than those sentient beings in technology, and we made this world very modern. So, however, last Sunday we have done the anniversary of Shakyamuni Buddha. I have introduced a very short time, 5 minutes in Tibetan and 5 minutes in English words, as the time is not very long. Then we have done the Guru Puja or Soul Offering, as you remember very clearly, because of that. We pay our best respect to Shakyamuni Buddha, and we remember the great kindness or the gratitude of him, what he has done, such a wonderful deeds like the Tubal deeds and so on. Before that Sunday, I expressed those Tubal deeds in very gross or rough. I don't understand the detailed external activities of the Shakyamuni Buddha. I don't understand the real meaning of Shakyamuni Buddha, what he has speech, and how can I understand his real intended meaning or the thought, very deep, profound, very vast. He has done the three wheel of Dharma. First, he turned the wheel of Dharma, the Four Noble Truths, and he turned the wheel of second Dharma and third Dharma, about the emptiness or the shunyata, and also he has done and turned the wheel of Dharma of the tantric teachings at the final. So these two sannyas have gone like that. It means we have finished the 14 days. Before that, when I start the Lamrim teachings, the great thread is on the stage of the path to enlightenment. Those teachings you have already listened many times, though some of you, it's just a reflection and review to you, and you know, some few of you, it's a new talking from me. However, in the chapter of the Lamrim, the commentary, the great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment, the great scholar Tsongkhapa, his detailed commentary about the path to enlightenment, the commentary of the teachings of Guru Atisha, Bodhipatha Pradip, or the Chanchu Lamjun, and Lamrim Chanchu Lamjun in Tibetan. So in this, the commentary of Lama Tsongkhapa, he met at the four mainly paths, all the chapters, that the number one, showing the greatness of the teachings author in order to establish it, that it is of noble origin, and the second chapter, showing the greatness of teaching in order to engender respect for the instruction, and in chapter 3, how to listen to and explain the teachings, and chapter 4, how to lead in students with the actual instructions. Those are the four chapters of the great treatises on the stage of the path to enlightenment. So among them, the very vast and extensive chapter is how to lead students with the actual instruction. We are not arrived here. So before that chapter, the chapter 3, how to listen to and explain the teaching, we are here at this chapter. I have already mentioned about the chapter of the greatness of the teaching and the chapter of the greatness of the author already. As you know well, that's the who has ridden the lamb for the path to enlightenment. That is a one root text. That is a one root text composed by the Guru Atisha. Where he composed that root text? He composed in snowland of Tibet. Because Tibet, the country surrounded by the many snow, white snow. California, not many snow. Here, ocean, and that side, the snow. True, maybe some northern California, I don't know very well. But here, we are adorned with a ocean. So, it's surrounded by the beach. So, Long Beach, Newport Beach, Seal Beach, Redondo Beach. many beach, true. When people arrive from Western country or Asian country to Los Angeles, maybe they are very hurried to go to see the beach, true? They buy some underpants or some the t-shirts and a big hat and very hurried to see the beach. How? And then when they arrive, the Seal Beach, Long Beach, Laguna Beach, and then they trapped here in this country, and when they return to other country, and then they wish to see the beach again. And come back here. Not only that, they only wish to see the Disneyland, Universal Studios, some young, even sometimes when we are old, we thought that we are younger than all the truth. So, however, the Tibet is surrounded by the snow, so it's called the Snowland of Tibet. So the Guru Adisha composed that lamp for the path to enlightenment in Tibet, that root text. And there are many different commentaries and explanations upon it. That root text, the great scholar Tsongkhapa met the great treatises on the stage of the path to enlightenment to understand the very well and detail about that root text too. In the root text, the many meanings, extensive meanings, those are very hidden. Many of them are very hidden meaning, obscure meaning, such a sentence being like, I don't understand, explain the lamp for the path to enlightenment, the root text, without the commentary or explanation of the great Guru Tsongkhapa. So these are the, as I mentioned before, the four chapter, the chapter one, the author, Guru Adisha, and his name also, Sri Divamkarajan. He composed that root text in Tibet for benefits those sentient beings, in order to subdue the sentient beings, and his disciple like the Jawatamtamba and so on. They also by that root text and by the Guru Adisha, they also very well done, practice well. They subdue their mind, they control their mind, they train on how to control the mind. After that, the greatness of, so that's called that the Guru Adisha listened the Dharma from the Lama Tsering-pa, and Lama Tsering-pa listened the Dharma from the other masters. And however, the root Guru is the main root. If he goes one after other, root Guru is the Guru Shakyamuni. So the beach also, the water comes from the mountain to the ocean. When we search the river, and then it comes from the top of the mountain. So like that, from Guru Shakyamuni, it comes, the Dharma comes from him. So after the greatness of the teachings I have mentioned already, in order to respect to those instruction or the teachings, the Guru Tsongkhapa met the commentary upon the greatness of the teaching, and then he said that if such a greatness teaching, greatness, the great of the author is very great, the teaching is very great, then we might thought that how we will listen that Dharma. And then it has a three, he met the three chapter also. So here the alphabetical order, and it said that the how to listen to and explain the teaching, how to listen to teaching in which to both the teaching and in author are great, and B, how to explain the teaching in which both the teaching and its author are great, how a section should be concluded in relation to both hearing and explaining the teaching. So these are the three paths which comes from how to listen to and explain the teaching. So, when you have listened the many times the Dharma, you have already know those things. I just repeat. At the beginning, you have done on previous Sunday many times. At the beginning, You listen the Dharma, and the Dharma teachers teaching you the Dharma. You listen the Dharma, you listen the Dharma, and the teacher is talking the Dharma, talking the Dharma. And when you sleep time, or when you sleep, then you're missing the Dharma, what teacher is talking about, to like, like the other example of the general, when you go to the theater and you run there to see the movie, it's a very famous actor there, actress there. You enjoy to watching the movie, and you tired and sleep in the theater as chill, and you can you're missing some parts of that movie. So like that, and then I also have listened to Dharma many times. So I have listened to Dharma in India at the beginning. I cut my hair and listened to Dharma, Dharamsala, South India. And after, very difficult to control this mind, running to the other country, perhaps I may have thought that the Western country is more pure land than the pure land, or the wonderful land than the Asian country. I ran to the West country, as you have seen here, in the West country. And listen to the Dharma there also. And some parts I miss when I listen to the Dharma, when I don't have the facilities to listening to the Dharma, when I don't understand the how to those benefits of listening to the Dharma. If I understand how to I don't tell you my story, okay? Then it seems like me that we are again in the Starbucks coffee. Maybe we are again in the hometown buffet, or maybe we are in the some other place of the Chinese barbecue or shabu shabu, or American or English their hotel. It seems like that. So this time very important to let your very wonderful home place, where you can relax more. You come here to listen to the Dharma, right? So the Guru Tsongkhapa said that how to listen and explain the Dharma, there are three paths. How to listen the Dharma. Someone who really want to listen the Dharma. Someone who really listen the holy teaching, precious teaching, in order to subdue your mind, in order to relax your mind, in order to relax your body, not in this only this life, have a good rebirth in next life, and so on. Therefore, the Guru Tsongkhapa met the three paths about this chapter, how to listen and teach. Recording of how to listen the Dharma. If you really want to be a good listener, if you really want to be a nicer listener, if you really want to be a better and best listener, then you have to follow it. And if I want to be a good listener, I have to follow it. So it said that those paths, the benefits of listening Dharma. It's number one. After that, how to service with the Dharma master, and how to respect to the Dharma or the teaching. And the final, how to actually listen the Dharma. Those three chapters conclude about your time when you're listening the Dharma. Not your time, when you're listening the music, okay? No matter, when you're listening to the music, it's not important, okay? There is no need to thinking about the advantage of the listening to the music, you know? Maybe the sweetie Madonna, and then the other, the John, who ever singing the song, and there is no need to see the advantage of that listening to. So when you're listening to the Dharma, you have to contemplate the benefits and advantage of listening to the Dharma. Because someone who understood the benefits of listening to the Dharma, then it arises from his dead heart to listening to the Dharma. No matter the place is very far, some Westerner, they run from America to Bodh Gaya, Dharamsala, the country is very far, South India, very far from here. They run there for listen to the Dharma. Because of that, they know the advantage of listening to the Dharma. They know the benefits of listening to the Dharma. What is the benefits of the listening to the Dharma? It says that someone who listens to the Dharma teaching, he or she will understand the Dharma. Some of you just reflected upon it, you just review upon it, or someone might be new from me. So what they will understand, what is Dharma, what is teaching? So what is lecture? That called, what are those bad actions, what are those good actions? The bad action and good actions. Positive, in Sanskrit we call many times, talk about the karma too. Positive karma, negative karma. If you don't, okay. So the positive karma gives the happiness, peace, good rebirth. Negative karma gives the suffering, bad rebirth, and so on. Therefore, from the through listening, and you can understand what is abandonment and what is the cultivation. You can understand through listening. And from that your listening, when you develop your listening, then you wish to do a practice on it. Then you will give up the bad action. And bad action, where it comes from? It comes from our thinking, our motivation. Therefore, at the beginning, the motivation is very important, not only just sitting in the meditation time, wherever we go, wherever we survive or we meet the people, when we're thinking about the negative mind to that person, then we wish to harm and attack to that person because of that bad motivation. And when the motivation comes like the compassion and love to other person, then we wish to support him or her too. So it depends on the motivation. That's not just I don't talk. Therefore, the gurus, they just in the very common and then very common talking about those masters, it said that Sambhasana Sadalamyasana, someone who has a good motivation and good will, and there the ground and path is good and nice. It's just common. You have listened many times this from the Tibetan master. In Tibetan we say that Sambhasana Sadalamyasana. And then when you cease or when you reduce your negative actions, then it's you can increase the positive actions, positive thinkings, valuable thinking, valuable actions. And your life runs through the meaningful life, good life. Your life become a very precious life. And after you practice upon those, the benefits of the listening also is that you can attain the nirvana, permanent happiness, not the samsari happiness too. As you know that samsari happiness is a changing happiness. Samsari friends exactly existed, then friend is not a permanent friend. It's a changeable friend, it's a changeable happiness. We feel different feeling too. So through listening, you can attain the ultimate happiness or nirvana. Therefore, listening the Dharma, there are the benefits and advantages. Someone who listening the Dharma is, we should not thought that, oh, I'm still listener. We should not thought that. So we have to listen again and again in order to contemplate. We have to listen again and again in order to meditate, review them. As you have heard already, that even the great scholar, the Panchen Lama, in Tibet, there the two great masters, we call the one great master, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and the another great master, the great master called the Panchen Lama. And in America, I don't know who is the great actor in America, true. Who is the great actress in America, true. So in Tibet there are two great masters. So one of them is the great master called the Panchen Lama, and the Panchen Lama, the root of this master, which we call the Gewa Ensapa. And then the Dalai Lama, the first Dalai Lama, we call the Gewa Gyendundup, and also origin from the Gewa Domtempa. Panchen Lama has read a lot of Dharma, listened a lot of Dharma. He read a lot of Dharma, he listened a lot of Dharma. And once occasion, we also thought that, sometimes we may thinking that, oh, now it's better to stop listening the Dharma, to searching the some comfortable cushion and sitting there to do the meditation whole day with the coffee, with the orange juice, and not a noisy place, and just relax and meditate. We may think that too. We may think that now it's enough to listen the Dharma. We may think that I have listened the sutra. I have listened the sutra which written by or teach by the Guru Shakyamuni. I have listened those shastra which written by the Acharya Nagarjuna, Acharya Asanga, the Dharmakirti, Chandrakirti, and so on. We may have thought that I have met a such and such master, and I listen a lot of Dharma, and I may have thought that, oh, now it's time to stop listening the Dharma. True. And if we stop to listen the Dharma, then we cannot understand to develop that knowledge of study from what we can bring from the listening study. However, the great Panchen Rinpoche, Panchen Lama, thought that he may stop to listen the Dharma, and he thought he will do the perfect meditation. So, not talking to the other people, not watching to the different area, not watching to the beach, not watching to the movie or theater. And they want to do a meditate all the time inside the house. And once occasion he thought that, then when he's sleeping in the night time, then he is a very great master. He's a dream. He's a dream, and in the dream, it speaks that to benefit the self and to benefit the others, don't enough to listening the Dharma. Don't stop to listening the Dharma. Watch those bodhisattva who has attained the ground or levels, bodhisattva level, they never enough to listen the Dharma. They don't stop to listen the Dharma. Don't thought that
you have to listen to the Dharma. And then voice like that, he appears one great master advice to him. And then he changed his mind to stop listening to the Dharma, and he continued listening to the Dharma again and again. After that, he dedicated his life to benefit those sentient beings, to benefit himself and to benefit those sentient beings. Thus, the listening study is not a small study. We should not think that. And many in here, I'm not criticizing you. I just mention what those great masters advised to us. Okay, we have to listen to the Dharma again and again. And then the it said that in this, it said that these verses, the Shakyamuni Buddha said, those are the benefits of listening to the Dharma. Those are profit of listening to the Dharma. Those are the gaining from the listening to the Dharma. And under it, these verses, Shakyamuni Buddha explained about the indirect meaning, what happens to someone who didn't listen to the Dharma, who lacking to listen to the Dharma. And then there's a very dangerous thing, a way to ignorance. After that, the great master, it's my time, okay, just, it's my time. 1 hour, no very long time to listen to Dharma, like India, okay. In India, and here West also, sometimes they listen to Dharma very long time too. Morning, one section, afternoon, one section, evening, one section. Here we have only one section, 1 hour, very short time too. If you're missing, then when you go back to home, you may think that I don't believe it just passed the 1 hour, true. I'm missing some listening to Dharma, true. If you don't listen what I have taught, what other masters have taught, then you will lacking on contemplate upon it, true. You have lacking to meditate upon it. Therefore, it's very short time if we thinking very careful, 1 week, 7 days. In 7 days, one Sunday, we listen to the Dharma. 1 month, 4 times, we listen to the Dharma. Then, there's master called, that is the truth. There's master said that someone whose life is 60 years old, and to do the good action, to practice the Dharma, is a 5 year only. 55 year wasted life for next rebirth, wasted life for the nirvana and so on too. So 5 years is just a good year or good life. In the golden time, in previous time, they mention like that too. So when we are thinking careful, then we also like that too. In 1 week, one Sunday. And one Sunday, and then that Sunday, we have many things to do too. And we have to be very careful to choosing what to do. And from here, 10:30 to 2 to listen to the Dharma. And one Sunday, and after that, you can go, if you're a good student, then you will reflect upon what you have listened to the Dharma too. And then you don't thinking about it, then you will forget the Dharma. Then it says that what are those disadvantage of listening the Dharma? And then the Guru Shakyamuni gives the one good example. What example is that? One house, you have different house, true. You have house, you have bathroom, you have the storeroom, kitchen, and you have house. And in the night, when you come back, very, very late in the night, when you come back from your job, and in the very late midnight, you want to drink something from your kitchen. When you go to the kitchen and the lights go on, and you may think that, where is the, you cannot see where is the coffee, where is the sugar, where is honey, where is your pancake, very delicious cake, right? And you don't know where is your the other delicious food, too. You cannot see without the light, too. And also some you interest to make the things in your garage, to repair your car, to go, tomorrow you want to go somewhere in the garage at the midnight when the light goes, you cannot see the tools there. Even you have a good eyes, blue eyes, green eyes, or whatever you have good eyes, you cannot see in the garage. So here also in this the small store too, there are some things in this, the books in the library. When the light goes, I cannot see too. Even there is a book and coffee and so on. So that gives the example how the importance of the listening too. So without the listening, we don't understand what is the virtuous action, what are those non-virtuous actions, what are good actions, what are bad actions. Without listening, we don't understand. Without listening, without understanding of the advantage of listening the Dharma, we enjoy to say the bad speech, our mind. We create the negative karma from our mouth or our wrong the tongue, true, and white teeth. We may make a negative speech if we don't understand the advantage of listening to the Dharma. And from our physical body also we met the negative action from our physical body when we ignorance upon the teachings and Dharma, when we ignorance upon those, what are those cultivation, what are those the abandonment, what are those the negative karma, what are those the positive karma. Therefore, the listening is like an example of light, too. You know, it's like example of the light. It's example of the if you have complete listening, then it's like an energy source, like a sun, too. In the morning, everybody run here and there when sun arise, too. Even the birds fly when the sun arise. And the jungle domestic animal, the wild animal, they run here and there searching the food and enjoying on the beach and lake and forest. They enjoy themselves when the sun is arise. You have heard many sweet the sing of those birds too. The birds, they wake up you when the sun arise. So like that, the listening is the example of listening is the death. And in the meaning, it said that if you didn't listen the Dharma, then there is a, what we call the ignorance, too. Ignorance in our heart. The example, ignorance is like a pig, too. The attachment, the example, the art is like the roaster, true. Our example of the anger, true, is like the snake, true. So those examples in our heart, when we have the ignorance and we cannot seize the benefits and advantage of those actions, and from that we have done negative actions. You have listened already about this, that His Holiness Dalai Lama and other masters also mentioned that there are two fundamental ignorance, true. One fundamental ignorance upon the karma, true, action, that ignorance ignorant upon the positive karma and negative karma. And the other ignorance is more deeper, difficult, that ignorance upon the emptiness too. So those two are the ignorance. Ignorance, darkness too. So those ignorance and darkness lead us in the ignorance which okay. So it says that the listening study is the example like the light too. So non-listening and is the like a darkness. So we need the light. We need the sun to see like that. We need to listening study in order to understand, in order to purify negative karma, in order to liberate from samsara. Even someone who has a sharp mind, until he didn't listen the Dharma, he don't understand. Even he or she has a very smart idea, wisdom too, like the in Western country, the scientists, they are proud of the Albert Einstein too. He's a very great person, great scientist. Very great wisdom, how wisdom he has. I don't just in the give the example to interest you, okay? I don't know who is well, I don't know well about Albert Einstein too. If I know him, then I became a very good scientist. Then my hands is very expensive, true, to making things very well, true. So, however, those person, okay, excuse me, I don't give this example, okay, Albert Einstein, I don't give example, okay, maybe this, that's better an idea. Okay, so just forget about it, okay. Yeah. So, however, the who has a good wisdom, he has to depend upon the listening dharma to understand the dharma, and without the listening, he could not understand the dharma. And here also they continue about the advantage of listening the Dharma. It says that the Kanchitabhayini is someone who has the richness of the listening, and then they enjoy to listen again and again, and their minds become a firm and very stable mind to not easy to change from the positive to negative direction. And those person who really interest upon the listen the Dharma, and they never attach even their flesh they can spend for listening the Dharma. Even they have to listen the Dharma from their flesh, they can listen the Dharma. Like the biography, the guardian of the Shakyamuni Buddha's birth, he also didn't spend his even flesh, wealth, house, everything he can offer for, he can spend for the Dharma too. That master, I remember once occasion, the master said that in past, the person searching the Dharma spent for the Dharma. And in this time, it says that Dharma, someone who teach the Dharma and then listening the Dharma, they change for change the different way to buy the food like momo, shabu shabu, homjang buffet. Maybe they will teach the Dharma and they will see the Hong Kong Buffet and so on. Not like that. In the past, there was the biography to the one king who wanted to listen a Dharma. One king, he wanted to listen a Dharma, and he wanted to be listen a good knowledge. Then he went to the jungle. There is a very horrible person in the jungle, and then he received the knowledge from him. He offered his jewel to that the hunter. It seems like hunter in the jungle. And when he come back to his kingdom, and he sees that person, and he respected very much to him. Because he listened the Dharma from him. You will listen and read this from detail in the Dharma textbook, and then the some masters, we don't have the time. I will just advertise. Okay, the story, to becoming story, I just advertise. In short, in the movie, when we see the movie, the next movie, they don't see the complete. They're just a very short and point of them. So like that. It said that when you want to listen to Dharma, it's no matter even you spend whatever you have. There is a benefit of listening to the Dharma. It not means that. Please don't be a misunderstanding too. Because we have many different conception idea. And sometimes we may thought that the master talking about the generous idea, then we may think that, oh, master needs something. Then it's not like that, okay? So in here, the story said that the learning about those three tenets, the training upon the ethical discipline, the training upon the concentration to settle our mind, which is a very, very active mind too. Active mind acts so much, and after it tires, and then want to relax and sleep like a monkey too. Monkey daytime jumping hundred and hundred times, jumping one place to another place, and then after down the monkey jumps many times in the daytime. Even in the cave, in the zoo also, true, monkey jumps many times, active, very active body, and after he tired and sleep. And sometimes we also are like that. We're thinking too much. Our mind, very busy and active mind, maybe monkey is not a good example. Maybe it's like a computer mouse too, very active computer mouse too. It goes click there and come down, and very active too. So after we tire our mind. And there's nothing meaning if we're thinking about the negative actions, we do the negative actions, there's nothing meaning. It's just only in this life, not for the next life. Today, what you have listened from me, what I am talking to you, is about the benefits of listening to the Dharma, advantage of the listening to the Dharma. Then you have to contemplate what are those advantage of listening to the Dharma, what are those benefits of as the same too. What are those benefits of listening to the Dharma? You have to contemplate yourself in order to come to your mind very clear and clear too. The time runs very quickly. So today I just mentioned that those the three higher training we can understand from listening, the higher training of the ethical discipline, the higher training of the concentration, the higher training of the wisdom. And I mentioned also the listening can be attained, through listening we can attain the nirvana, ultimate happiness. Through listening we can give up those meaningless action, negative karma. We can give up our next bad rebirth. Through, we don't want a bad rebirth, right? We want to be a good rebirth. If we are man or a boy, we should be a very good physical body, too, very strong, like Rambo, right? And if we are a lady, too, then we want to be a very handsome lady, very pretty lady, like Monica and so on, too. So however, in our feeling, inside feeling, we desire upon those goodness, too. And from the goodness and certain goodness. You don't, please mind that sometimes I give you the example of those modern too, like a Rambo, Monica, and so on. I just give the example. I should not say that I will be like that too, with this rock too. With this rock too, just give you the example. Doing this, your idea for next good rebirth. For next good rebirth, we need many. We have to accumulate many positive karma, and the ethical discipline, and generosity, pray. I just give you the example. Okay. The time runs very quickly. Last time also like that. There's the 5 minutes left. Only five minutes to left to talk. And those from listening, you can understand what are those at the beginning. Dorf Dharma Master, what are those negative action? What are those positive action? From that, we give up the negative actions. We will attend the good rebirth. We will, if we practice well, we can attend the a certain goodness or the nirvana, and also, and through listening we can attain the complete supreme and perfect enlightenment. If you are not busy, then you will continue to listen the Dharma next Sunday. And if you are busy, then you can just some of you, I cannot say to pull here to your time. You come from very far distance to here to. So if you have time, then you come and you review your Dharma knowledge. Some you have listened the Dharma, sure. To listen the Dharma is very difficult. We need many accumulation to listen the Dharma, sure. Someone you can review your study, and someone those are very new, then it's just a new student, a new lecture from the Dharma or the teaching. However, I wish you all to be a, as mentioned before, wish to be a good person, better person, and the best person. So those are the little about the benefit of listening the Dharma. So we do this prayer, okay?
Amma
Je bon, je suis un peu plus de temps.
May I pray the quick greeting of our spiritual master, Geshe-galsen-la. Okay, please say in English, okay, the Geshe Gyaltsen's quick written prayer. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so thank you, Ed. You want to say something? Yeah, you can see. You can see this?
Yeah, I can. I have two prayer requests today, this morning. One is for Raina Kuhn, who is an old friend of Thupten Dargyalin's and Geshe Kelsen's. She passed away this week. And also for one Agnes Schley, who is quite ill. And for Rose Payon, better known as Toots, the mother of Francis Payon, who is still in the hospital. So we'd like to offer prayers this morning.
So at the beginning, the motivation is important too. And in the between, the actual, you're listening to the Dharma. And at the end, you know very well too. At the end, the dedication is very, very important. Without dedication, then we may waste what we have accumulated, a little merit, listening of the Dharma. So at the end, the dedication is very, very important. If we concern very, very careful from us, it's very easy to get angry to the other person too. So when the anger comes, it destroys our accumulation. Like in the one pot, when the one drop of poison goes in the milk, one drop of the lemon too drops in the milk, it destroys. and want poison in the other juice, it destroys it too. So like that example, what we have accumulated, a little marriage, when we go outside, it's very easy to upset and anger too. When anger comes, then it destroys our accumulation merits, what we have done here too. So once we have dedicated, then it cannot be destroyed by the anger, and we can receive those benefits in next good rebirth, nirvana, and so on. Therefore, there are meaning. Those the gurus and masters always let us remember to dedicate the dedication. We dedicated here what we have done. We dedicate those virtuous action in order to remain a very long life of His Holiness Dalai Lama, the Lhasa Rinpoche, and the other spiritual masters remain very long life. And also the teaching and Dharma is like a great medicine of all sentient beings. And they will dedicate those teaching and Dharma remain very long time. And whatever the starvation, the suffering, and whatever there are in this world, those never happen, the suffering and so on. And the final dedication, we dedicate whatever we have done, the merits, we dedicate that all of those dear mother sentient beings may attend the complete enlightenment very quickly and free from those two types of obscurations. So dedicate from your heart when we're reciting, okay? Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay.